Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, it meant so much to him to wear that jersey number 13 with Indiana across the front. And after losing to the Kentucky All-Stars in Owensboro Friday night, J.Q. Roberts out of North High School wasn't going to be part of any bluegrass sweep. And he wasn't. At Gainbridge Fieldhouse before 4,600 or so on Saturday night, Indiana smashed Kentucky 95-74. And with J.Q., it was, all about want to and mental focus to get it done, and he helped get it done.
Being able to enjoy the game, enjoy the sport, making sure that someday this is all going to pay off. All that hard work that you put in through the years is going to pay off, so it's just unfolding as it happens.
Just setting the tone for what it's about to look like at Vanderbilt in the SEC for J.Q. Roberts. He had 4 points and 6 rebounds in 14 minutes Saturday night. He helped bring Indiana back down in Owensboro on Friday night, 7 of 10 shooting, 16 points in 22 minutes, 9 rebounds and 2 blocks. While the Reds ended up taking 2 of 3 in St. Louis over the weekend, they move into Kansas City tonight. Our pregame show here on the airwaves at 7:40. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, for a freshman playing for a top-5 team against a big-time schedule, age has really nothing to do with the way that Colton Watson has performed this year as the number 4 man in Dustin Carver's South Panther lineup. Now it's really find-out time, big stage, Colton's first state tournament Tuesday up at Prairie View in Carmel as the Southsiders contend for a state championship.
I've watched Colton play golf for quite some time now. He's part of our Junior Panther program, but I really didn't know what I was going to get out of him at the beginning. Moving toward Conference Indiana tournament, his just scores started kind of leveling out. You know, shooting in the 70s here now for the last several rounds has just been, he knows he can do it pretty much on a daily basis now, and so he's just been a tremendous surprise. I mean, he's pretty level-headed for a freshman, which is nice to see, and I think the boys have really done a good job of showing some leadership with him and kind of showing the ropes.
Dustin Carver on his impressive freshman, Colton Watson, playing number 4 in the Panther lineup. South finishing 2nd in the Washington Regional last week. This is their 3rd straight trip to the state finals. They finished 6th a year ago. Reds in Kansas City tonight, pregame on the airwaves here at 7:40. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.